I did my thesis on 17th century Neoplatonism. And then when I went to Toronto, I continued to expand my researches into natural philosophy. I was studying all the German natural philosophers of the 18th and 19th centuries. And when you do that, you realize that they come very close to the worldview of National Socialism itself, because they all discuss race, spiritual capacity of the different races, and so on and so forth. And it leads naturally into politics. So the philosophy of the late 19th century and early 20th century, the political philosophy, both natural and political at the same time, it's based on philosophical understanding. So this is what makes the Third Reich so extraordinary. It's a unique phenomenon because it is a philosophical. There's been nothing like it. The Italian fascist is also a philosophical to a certain degree, but it did not achieve so much prominence as the Third Reich did. So these are both philosophical political phenomena. And so, that was how I naturally moved from natural philosophy to political philosophy, but political philosophy of this sort, of the German conservative thinkers, and later on the Italian as well.